salut, c'est Alex, autour du monde. Alex à la Bolt del Monde. Venez découvrir avec moi les végétaux, minéraux, animaux et paysages extraordinaires.
Pour ma première année, je vais aller au Danemark, aux îles Féroé, en Islande, au Groenland, au Svalbard, en Laponie et en Sibérie. Je vous dirai chaque semaine où je serai et ce que nous allons découvrir ensemble. Bonjour à tous, c'est Alex autour du monde. J'ai toujours cette petite maladie d'être un peu bizarre avec les musiques et tout ça. C'est de pire en pire. Mais bon, pas grave. Bonjour à tous, c'est Alex autour du monde. Salut les moufles, soc Alex à la Bolt del Monde. Pour info, ça fait 18 fois cette semaine que je fais le tour du monde. C'est bien, vous suivez. Nouvelle émission, nouveau programme. Il y aurait des milliers de choses à vous dire. Genre, j'ai inventé une nouvelle recette de crème chantilly à la roquette et au citron. Je l'ai monté tout seul. C'était trop beau. Le soleil ne se couche plus. Moi non plus, trop bien. On a reçu une livraison de pastèques. Trop cool. Bref, trop short. On n'a pas le temps. On se dépêche. Tu prends ton jus, ton sirop, ta pomme, ton pique-nique, des petits pois et des carottes. Et t'écoutes cette semaine mon ami Maud te raconter l'histoire de la princesse de Norsoy partie avec son amoureux pour échapper à son papa, roi d'Angleterre, est venu ici sur notre île construire un grand château. Moi, petit, c'est pas grave. Aujourd'hui encore, on peut voir les ruines dans le champ où on a planté les patates, il y a 2 jours. Je t'en dis pas plus, je te laisse découvrir et on décrypte la semaine prochaine. Si tu parles pas anglais, ne t'inquiète pas, ça va bien se passer. Moi aussi! Ah non, ça commence à être bien, mais là c'est parti en cacahuète. J'apprends tous les jours un peu plus. Non, non, non. Arrête, maladie.
The story I'm going to tell you is from a book, and I'm going to try to translate it so you hopefully can understand it. It's about the princess who they said lived in Norsoy once a long, long time ago. Once upon a time, there was a king who lived in Scotland, and his name was Jacob II. He lived on a very big castle made from very big stones and with spears and everything. Jacob had 3 daughters and they loved to play outside and inside on the castle. There were 500 staircases or steps in the staircases. There were like 30 living rooms, 25 sleeping rooms, and sometimes they also played out in the big garden outside the castle. In the garden they had apples and plums and nuts and lots of things grew on the trees. And they were having real fun. And they were also very pretty and they had very, very nice clothes. One of them had a red silk dress, another one had a yellow one, and the third one had a green silk dress. And their shoes were made out of goat skin. When they grew up, these small princesses, they learned how to read, how to make different handcrafts, and they also learned how to sing the new lyrics and songs that were in the country at that time. There was a song about a man that they called Robin Hood. He was living in the woods with all his friends, and he was taking silver and gold from the rich people that passed his road or his paths, and he gave these things to the poor people. So there was this man from Iceland who was singing these old stories on the streets, out on the corners, wherever, maybe at the party as well. And one of the songs was about Robin Hood. The three princesses, they were singing this newest song over and over again because it was so sad. But one day, the oldest princess, her name was Marianna, she was 14, and the chef asked her to go into the garden to pick some plums for the food that day, for the cooking. When she went out into the garden, she saw a very, very beautiful young boy with red hair. He stood by his horse, who was drinking water from the lake. Marianna, the princess, had never ever seen such a beautiful boy with such beautiful red hair, and she was going crazy. She was just staring at him for a while, but then she remembered why she was going into the garden, and she hurried up and took with her the plums for the chef. Just as she was turning away, the boy looked at her, saw her, and he had never ever seen such a beautiful girl with yellow hair. And he thought, might this be one of the princesses? After 2 days, both the princess and the boy, which name was Duirikur, they made an agreement that they should be a couple. They fell in love and they were so happy and so much in love as nobody else in the whole world. They were riding the horse all day. They were playing outside in the field. And sometimes they actually also stay together all the night and the next day too. Jacob the king, he was worried and he was not satisfied with his daughter Marianna, the princess, who was out in the field with this young boy. He was not a real prince or a son of a king, he was just somebody. He was angry and he slammed his hand in the wall and he said, now Marianna will not be together with this boy. He's not fit for our kind of people. He's not a prince, he's not a baron or a jarl or anything. he put Marianna in a room in the top of the castle, and he closed the door and left her to stay there so she could forget everything about this boy with the red hair. Princess Marianna didn't really care. She was knitting and she was making a lot of handcraft. She was making clothes and she was singing all these songs that she knew from before. She looked out through the little window and sometimes she saw some birds flying past the window, and far, far away she could also see the red hair of Duirik, who was walking outside the castle and really missed her. She was knitting a lot of blouses and clothes and warm things. "I will never, ever forget him," she said. When some months had passed, Jacob the king opened the door and let his daughter out again. And now he believed that she had forgotten everything about this Duirik. But she had not. She found out that she was going to have a baby. And she loved Duirik even more than before. And now they started to meet secretly in the night. And they had a plan. They were going to get a ship and they were going to go away, to flee together and to be together forever. All the things that Marianna had made when she was locked up in this room, all the clothes and the things, she put them in a box and she took it with her together with apples and nuts and a lot of seeds and things too, that they could use on their travel. She took some sheshbetshert, dried lamb meat, and some dried fish, and then they were ready. Duirikur, he bought a ship for the saving money that he had, and now they were ready. The last evening on the castle, Marianna was walking quietly around the castle, and she was saying goodbye to everybody. Not so they could hear her, but only inside her mouth. She was saying, without any sound, "Goodbye, my little sister. Goodbye, my youngest sister. Goodbye, the yard outside the castle. Goodbye to the small closet outside with the food where the flies could not get in. Goodbye, little silky chair." And then she went and had a prayer. She bent on her knees and she left. On the ship, Duirikur was waiting very excited, and when she came, he took her into her arms and they pulled the ship from the shore, and they sailed away to the north for 5 days. They saw some islands, 18 small islands that appeared from the ocean, and they decided not to sail any longer. They had come to the Faroe Islands, but where were they supposed to live? They just figured out to choose any place, and Nólsoy was the place to be chosen. That was where they were going to be. There were no castles and no yards, but the sun was shining almost all day, and there were sheep in the fields and on the mountains. There were seals in the water. There was fish and there was a lot of birds in the mountains. In a very green valley called Komdalir, close to a lake, a very shining, clean lake, they found a stone, an ancient runestein, which is a stone from the Vikings, where they had written some things in the stone. Duryodhana was carrying all their things and all the stuff and started to build them a house. Two small rooms with a living room with for the fireplace in the middle. And it didn't take long until they had a small, very sweet little daughter and everything was good. At last, they had each other. But in Scotland, Jacob King, he was so angry. He was going crazy. They had cheated him. His own daughter has cheated him. And he told all the people in Scotland that they would get 100 gold money if they could find Marianna. And Duyrugur, he was sentenced to die. Everybody was looking for this Marianna because they were interested in the money. They were looking in Norway, they were looking in England, but nobody could see any princess anywhere. And the red-haired boy and the princess, they were now living in Nolsøy in peace, and they were odling corn, and they were fishing, and they were catching some birds to eat. Sometimes they went to Tórshavn to buy some things. And once they were in Tórshavn, there was a troubadour or a singer from Iceland who was standing out on a stair singing this new song from Scotland. He was singing songs from Scotland, and one of them Marianna had heard before, so she was interested and she was listening. That was the song about Robin Hood. "Oh, I know this," she said. And then she sang together with him. And the Icelandic singer heard right away that Marianna, she was speaking a little different than the other fairies people. And she was wearing different clothes. She was in a red, very beautiful dress with a golden brush on, or a golden decoration on. She had silky bands in her hair. And this singer from Iceland, he was looking very carefully at her, and he was asking people in Tórshavn, "Who is she?" And they said, "She's from Scotland." In Scotland, the other two princesses were now growing big. And the king was having a party for almost 500 people, and they were eating very good food. And there were princes and other men who the king wanted to marry his daughters. There was a man from Iceland who was singing songs at this party. And he was singing very strangely about what he had heard from the Faroe Islands, that there was a princess, and now that there was a girl named Marianna who lived in Nolsøy. Jacob the king, he heard what he sang, and he said, "Could you repeat that, please?" And everybody started to talk and asked, "What was he singing? Was he singing about Marianna the princess?" "Holy Maria, yes, he was singing about the princess." Now the king, he was angry, and he was gathering all the men that he could to come with him on his ship directly for Faroe Islands. They had weapons and swords, and they were going to kill both Marianna and Duyrek. It was a very beautiful ship that sailed away this morning in the sun. There was gold and silk and everything, and they were sailing for 5 days up north until they reached the islands from the ocean. They had come to the Faroe Islands. In Nalse Marianna, the princess was milking the cow when she saw a Scottish ship come sailing through Nalsøyar Fjord, through the fjord between Tórshavn and Nalsøy. And she knew right away that this was her father. She put on the red dress and she made her hair beautiful, and she put a flowering crown, some flowers on her head, and she decided that this is the time. In a little while, she would see Jacob the king come on land in Holketofter, a place close where they lived. He had a sword in his hand, and even if she was a little bit afraid, she went straight towards her father, together with Duirik and the baby on her hip. "Welcome, father, to Nalsøy. I'm your daughter." Jacob the king, he took his sword. He was very angry. He was first going to cut off the head of Duirik, and then he would kill his daughter and her child. But Marianna was not afraid at all. She put herself in front of Duirik with the baby in her arms, and she said, "If you are going to kill Duirik, you have to kill me first." She tore off the red dress down to her arm, and Jacob the king, he was stepping 2 steps backwards. When he saw this little 2-year-old girl and looked into her eyes, and her hair was shining lightly red in the morning sun, she smiled at him, and she was pulling a gold thread from his clothes. And the king, he couldn't be angry anymore. All his men were very excited, but the king said, "No, no, how can I kill my own grandchild and the mother of my only grandchild?" Jacob the king, King the Second, he shouted to all the men to put down their swords, and he took up the small girl and Marianna fall around his neck and kissed him, and they were eating and having a good time together in Nalsøy. The king went back to Scotland, and Marianna and her family still stayed in Nalsøy, and they had several children and grandchildren.
Un grand merci à Maud. On vous retrouve la semaine prochaine pour répondre ensemble à vos questions. Allez, zoubidoubidou, pifou! Vous écoutez mon émission et celle de mon ami. Vous pouvez aussi la réécouter en replay sur le site de Radio Sainte-Afrique. Genre, si t'as pas tout compris, parce que c'est in English.